Hey there! Do you ever wake up feeling like your day is just happening to you, rather than you shaping it with intention? What if I told you that you have the power to infuse every moment with purpose and meaning? And it couldn't be much simpler. Today, we're embarking on a journey to discover the profound impact of setting intentions every morning. How does this practice connect with higher consciousness? And what can it do for your life? Well, stay tuned as we unravel the secrets to living a more intentional and conscious life in this episode called Awakening Your Day, The Power of Setting Morning Intentions. That's this week's 1001 Ways to Being of Higher Consciousness. But before I get into today's topic, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness. I'm also the founder and editor-in-chief of the MindBodySpiritNetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. My intention with these 1001 ways is to introduce you to higher ways of being so that you can align yourself and your energy fields and your conscious choices with higher consciousness. In other words, more constructive, positively oriented, and uplifting ways of being on a more regular basis. And you don't need 1001 ways to be it, right? I'm not asking you to be all 1001 ways. That would fall on the downside of you feeling like you're not enough and perfectionism. So that's not what I'm saying at all. So you want to let go of thinking you have to be, you know, goody-two-shoes on all fronts. And feeling like not enough, the energy of not enoughness and perfectionism are destructive energy fields. So we want to stay away from that. And in fact, according to Dr. David R. Hawkins and his consciousness research, just one way of being that's of higher consciousness is powerful enough to shift your entire life's trajectory when applied consistently, but not forced. You don't want to force yourself to do anything. It'll come naturally as you practice it. The resistance to whatever it is you want to do is eventually going to subside as you just keep practicing it. And Dr. Hawkins' go-to way of being, and he says it in all many of his lectures, is choose to be kind to all living things, no exception. And kindness is not really a leap in consciousness. It's the magnetic attractor field of, I think it's either 220 or 225 on the map of consciousness. Now, if you're new to this podcast, you're going to hear me tossing around a bunch of consciousness calibrations, or numbers, essentially. And all you really need to know as you journey along the way with me is that I teach the map of consciousness so that we can all make better choices in our lives and understand what attractor fields we're kind of swimming in. And the map of consciousness is a scale of a human scale of consciousness from 0 to 1,000. Where 200 is the level of higher consciousness. It's the gateway to higher consciousness. 500 is the gateway to the spiritual realm. And 600 is the gateway to enlightenment, which are super rare levels of consciousness in this world. Maybe at last count, there were about maybe a dozen or so. Jesus Christ, the Buddha, Dr. Hawkins, all calibrated at 1,000 on the map of consciousness. And these people in our world have the power to offset the negativity of the planet. That's how quantum in nature this is. And the map of consciousness is logarithmic. Not so 200 on the map is 10 to the 200th power. 800 on the map is 10 to the 800th power. So if you know your logs, that's huge power, and the map is vast and quantum in nature. So, another important thing to understand, is that these are objective calibrations. These are not opinions or judgments. And the lower mind likes to think that this type of thing is opinion or judgment. It's not. It's simple, giving you the facts of the energy of something. Like, what kind of vibe is this putting out? And is it positively oriented or negatively oriented? Anything below 200 is destructive, downward pulling, holds no power. Even though anger may feel like good to you, and it's good to express it when needed, but to continue to be angry all the time or enraged, there's no power in that. You're never going to get what you want. In the land of force, that's the energy of force, anything below 200. And lastly, to put it into further context, there's only about maybe 25% of the planet that calibrates above 200. The planet is negatively oriented right now. And in fact, it fell below 200 during this whole COVID thing. And it went above 200 to 207 in 1986, the first time ever it went up above 200, which is, you know, encouraging. But then we fell back with this whole, you know, COVID slide, whatever. But that's nothing to be concerned about. Life will continue. All right. So let's get started with today's episode. Today's episode of 1001 Ways to Being of Higher Consciousness, I'm choosing something that's of higher consciousness that you can understand is worth choosing in life. And according to ConsciousnessCalibrations.com, my favorite place to get my calibrations and inspirations for all of these podcasts, something called setting intentions every morning, to do this every morning, or, you know, most mornings, calibrates at 490 on the map of consciousness. That's 10 to the 490th power. This is huge, to set intentions every morning. And seriously, well, I'm going to tell you what I do every morning. It takes less than a minute to do, but it's super powerful. So 490, let me just put this into further context and give you an idea of other things that calibrate in this, at this level. What are the things are in this pool of consciousness that are essentially the same energy? First of all, I want to share that Albert Einstein, President FDR, who's president during World War II, significant president, by the way, consciousness-wise, Sigmund Freud, and other genius-level people calibrate at 499. So, though 490 is a quantum leap below 499, it's still huge, relatively speaking. So 490, setting intentions every morning, is a friggin' power play in consciousness to use this. Other interesting things at this level are calling a spade, like telling it like it is, having the valor and the confidence to just speak the truth about something. That's what calling a spade is. Most of this world can't help but lie, especially politicians, as an example. They can't help but lie. They're in a field that is attractive. It's a magnetic attractor field where lying is accepted and part of the game. So calling a spade is huge, the ability to do that. This other one was super interesting. This was a request from one of the subscribers, which I thought was worth hearing. So as a spiritual practice, you know, if you want to transcend lower consciousness, watching movies that calibrate below 200 to surrender judgments of lower consciousness and cultivate compassion, to do this as a calibrates at 490, that's pretty huge. So you don't want to get sucked into the lower consciousness of movies or television, as an example. You're just becoming an observer and allowing these levels to exist in this world without judgment. So to do this is of higher consciousness. Same consciousness as setting intentions every morning. Totally different subject, but interesting to know the energy is the same. And this is also interesting because it kind of ties into setting intentions every morning. When you repeat a statement often enough, like an affirmation as an example, a choice becomes a karmic pattern. And once you create a karmic pattern, you don't have to repeat it anymore. So as an example, let's talk about money. Affirm that I am happy, or I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wise. Pretty common statement. High vibration attractor fields. Happy is 395. Healthy is 360. Wise is 385. Wealthy or worldly success is 375 as an example. Those are high attractor fields. And I have found that I have been saying I am happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise for quite a while. And now I feel like I am becoming that. And when you start to feel like you're becoming something, you just are it. You don't have to repeat it anymore. That's kind of what this is saying, that when you say something often enough, without forcing it, by the way, you can't force it. You've got to enter the field where the affirmation is sayable, right? You can accept it. Because if you can't, then you've got the opposite running. The resentment that you're not there is running is essentially what's going on. So I couldn't affirm many things until I started to let go of negativity that was in the way of it. So I'm just saying. And I'm finding it that having repeated this, it's easier to say. It's like feels true, and I'm just becoming it and don't have to say it anymore. So super interesting. So let's get back to the setting intentions every morning thing, and I'm going to tell you what I do every morning. It couldn't be easier, let me tell you. So setting intentions is really setting a course in general. And the energy or the process in consciousness of intention setting happens at the level of consciousness known as willingness, which is 310. And I've done a bunch of episodes about intentions, and I shared a video that I saw with Oprah Winfrey and Gary Zukav. He's a pretty well-known spiritual author and one of Oprah's number one go-to guests. But they had a really interesting video at UCLA, on the stage in the theater at UCLA about intentions. And that was Oprah's go-to thing. I mean, she was setting intentions every day at work. That was what she discussed. Her no show went without intention setting. And look at the power of that. It's huge how she became, just consider that. Oprah became huge by using this practice kind of intuitively, just something she decided to do. At 490, that's a moving mountains type of energy. And Oprah is living proof of that. So I have found when you start to set, let's just say you're going to engage with the tractor field of 490, that's a huge leap in consciousness and easy to do, relatively speaking. So when you're kind of inviting this magnetic attractor field into your life, which is what you're doing, this 490 level, you're doing by just setting intentions in the morning, you can't help but be more clear and focused throughout your day. Organized, clear, focused in this attractor field. It's huge. And it'll be much easier to make decisions and take actions, you know, take right action, so to speak, without forcing anything. It's more of a go with the flow. You're setting yourself up for a go with the flow. Whatever, come what may, you're going with the flow in this attractor field of energy. Now, I want to talk about my morning routine, and I spoke about this in last week's episode about grounding and how significant and grounding is, and grounding energy I'm fairly certain you need to be grounded to manifest what you want. You need to be grounded to go with the flow and be in the present moment. Talk about being present. Setting morning intentions, you're in the energy field of being present throughout your day. Now, I just discovered this calibration. It only came through in the last week or two. And I'm like, when I saw the calibration, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm doing this every morning and adding it to my grounding routine because they kind of go hand in hand. You want to ground that high energy attractor field of 490. You don't want it out there, let me tell you. You don't want that type of power flitting about without some grounding to it. So I incorporate it into my morning grounding routine, and this is how I keep it simple. I wake up and I give myself 5 minutes in bed. And I hold that grounding mudra, which I discussed in last week's episode, which is simply, you're going to hold your hands out in front of you. You're going to touch your thumbs, and you're going to hold all your fingers together. So you got like a frame, you know, like an L shape of your thumbs. And then you're going to put your hands like you'd put it on your hips with your hands like that, but you're going to put them just under your rib cage. And you're going to lie there and you're going to simply go, you know, steps, setting intentions for the day is as simple as making your to-do list, right? And setting intentions for how you're going to be as well. Like mine would be, I'm going to be productive, focused, inspired, loving, go with the flow. And I'm going to get this done, get that done. This is the, you know, the pace of what I want to get done today, whatever's on my to-do list, but also set intentions for ways of being and how it's going to go. Like, go with the flow. Grounded. And again, my grounding routine is simply holding the mudra while I'm lying on my back in bed and choosing to be firmly rooted to the center of the earth. I choose to be fully present and grounded in the present moment of every day. And I choose to be fully embodied by the higher aspects of myself. So I start with that, get that grounded energy going. And I got to tell you, it has transformed my experience of life to get grounded and start setting intentions. I get so much done. I'm going with the flow. Interactions with others is enjoyable, and if someone interrupts what I'm doing, I go with the flow of it and just enjoy the moment. So highly recommend it. Highly recommend adding this to your list of rules to live by, which if this is new to you, I created a downloadable PDF that gives you ideas of list of rules to live by, because this is a higher way of being as well. To create a list of rules to live by. And this is not like, this is just high vibe stuff. Like you're choosing higher consciousness every step of the way. And this is a great one. To live by this rule is worthwhile. Life will talk about setting a compass in a new direction, a new trajectory. This is a way to go. So I did want to mention also that setting intentions is a different kind of energy as opposed to choosing higher energy. I did an episode about choosing higher energy, which is entering the spiritual domain of the 500s, which is pretty interesting to understand that when you set intentions that are of a spiritual nature, you only have to do it once because there's no linear time in the spiritual dimension. So you don't have to keep saying over and over again anything. And just choosing to be of higher energy, choosing to surrender to God's will, those are in the 500s. All you have to do is once and let it go. That's it. Which is hard to do. You think you have to, you know, beat a dead horse. And I'm telling you, you don't. And I've come, you know, eventually you're going to integrate the energy and understanding that when you set something as a spiritual practice, it's a whole other dimension in the 500s. There is no time and space in the spiritual dimension as there is in the morning routine like I'm talking about. This is really you know, setting intention for your daily life and really shoring up your foundation for higher consciousness. So, I like to let everyone know at the end of these 1001 ways of being is that you can go to get my list of rules to live by PDF I created that gives you calibrations and ideas for ways of being that you could add to your list. I keep adding to my list and taking stuff away because as you align with higher energy attractor fields, as an example, others fall by the wayside. You've already become that. It's already part of who you are, and you don't need it on the list anymore unless you fall off, you know, you fall off the cliff. You take a nosedive into lower consciousness, which we all can do on any subject. So, you can go to the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com/rules to live by, all one word, and you can get my nice little downloadable worksheet with calibration ideas. And I always recommend becoming a subscriber, if this is interesting to you, to consciousnesscalibrations.com, which is free to subscribe, and you can get about 75% of the content for free. Or you can, there's a nominal fee to be a paid subscriber, and I contribute way more than is required because it's so, I understand the value of what Brian Gibb is doing over there at consciousnesscalibrations.com. Super high vibe platform worth aligning with. That's it for this week's 1001 ways of being of higher consciousness. And next week we'll do another 1001 ways to let go of. So it's good to understand, like, why would you, you know, what do you need to let go of and understand why, so that you can create a more, really shore up your foundation for a fun, meaningful, and content, happy, inspired life. My name is Liz Garcia. I'm your host of your weekly dose of Higher Consciousness podcast. I'll see you again next week. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, Tools for Transformation, High Vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.